Welcome back to the Learn English podcast, the podcast teaching English in context so you can learn naturally. I'm going to tell you a couple of scenarios, and I want you to think if these apply to you. Are you someone who, when you speak in English, translates from your native language into English? Do you have difficulty expressing yourself as well as you would like? Do you struggle when you're trying to listen to a native speaker who's speaking with you? If you have not watched our previous episodes, you might not know that I am an English teacher. For the past 3 years, I have been teaching English to people who are learning it as a second language. And this is one of the biggest complaints I get from my students. They've been studying English for a long time, but they just can't seem to reach that level of fluency, the level of mastery that they want. Personally, I am a big proponent of input. Input is when you listen or read in your target language. I think it's an extremely important thing to do because research has shown that when you increase your amount of input, you get better in your target language. Because of that, on today's episode, I want to give you the advice and tips I give my students for how they can increase the amount of input they are receiving in English, and because of that, improve their English abilities. If you're interested, if you want to know how to make language learning a routine in your daily life, follow along because we're about to get started. Before we begin, I want to remind you to check out the description of this episode and of our previous podcast episodes because you will find a vocabulary list of the words and phrases I use during the episode. You can take this list, you can put it into your own vocabulary learning system and start learning these words and phrases so you can begin to use them in conversation yourself. Now, let's talk about making language learning a daily routine. Like I said, I have been teaching English online for 3 years, and students tell me all the time how desperately they want to learn English, how frustrated they are that they have been studying for years and are still not fluent. However, normally when I ask someone, how much time are you using English every day? How much time do you study English? Do you listen to English? Do you read in English on a daily basis? I usually get a blank stare. A couple of my students will tell me that they talk to me once a week, but they don't really do anything else in English the rest of the week. If you have watched our previous episodes, you might have heard about Stephen Krashen and Steve Kaufman. These are two people who are pretty famous in the polyglot community. Polyglots are people who speak multiple languages. Steve Kaufman and Stephen Krashen are both people who are big proponents of input. Steve Kaufman is a polyglot. He speaks, I think, over 20 languages, which is just crazy to even think about. And Stephen Krashen is a linguist. He is someone who studies how people acquire languages. And his research has shown how increasing the amount of time you spend reading and listening to a language helps you acquire that language faster. Because of this, I think it's extremely important to make language learning part of your daily routine. If you are trying to learn English, you should not be speaking once a week and then doing nothing else the rest of the week. You need to have English become part of your daily routine. Every day, you should be trying to interact with English in as many ways as possible. Read as much as possible, listen as much as possible, write and speak in English. Now, that can be overwhelming and it can be very difficult to think of ways that you can put English into your daily life. There's a lot of excuses not to. You're busy, you have a family, you're studying, you just don't have the time. However, there are different ways that you can include English into your life. Even if you are extremely busy and you don't think you have any free time, there are things that we can do, maybe small things that we can do, but if we're consistent with them, if we keep doing them every day, they can lead to big results. So let's begin and let's brainstorm. Let's come up with some ways that you can incorporate English into your daily life. The first piece of advice that I have for people is to look at your current daily routine and see where you have any free time. Now, I know some people are extremely busy. They have young children, they're studying, they have a very busy job, but just look and see where you might have a little bit of free time. The amazing thing about podcasts and YouTube videos is that you don't necessarily need a lot of time to watch them and to learn from them. For example, these podcast episodes are almost always less than 25 minutes long. In general, these podcast episodes are relatively short. If you are someone who commutes to work or school, you might drive, you might walk, you might bike, or you might take the metro, for example. If you're someone who commutes, you could use that time to listen to a podcast. Even if it's only a 15-minute drive or a 15-minute walk, that's 15 minutes a day of English. And if it's 15 minutes one way, that's a half hour round trip. A half hour a day of listening to English will get you results. If you do it consistently, if you do it every day and you listen to podcasts every single day during your commute, I guarantee you your listening comprehension will go up and your vocabulary will increase. The human brain is amazing. If you don't know about me, you might not know that I am also a high school science teacher. I love science, and the brain to me is absolutely fascinating. Our brains are designed to learn. When you are exposed to something, when you are exposed to a foreign language, subconsciously your brain is picking up the speech patterns, the grammatical structures, and the vocabulary of that language. If you listen to it often enough, your brain will just naturally pick up some of these things. Now, I'm not saying that if you just listen and you never really put any more effort in besides listening, you'll just naturally learn English perfectly. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that your brain will pick up things that you don't necessarily think about when you're listening to your podcast. For example, I take Spanish lessons. I have been trying to learn Spanish for a couple of years. And one time during a lesson, I used a phrase that was a native level phrase. It was not something that I had actively studied, but it was a phrase that I had heard a bunch of times because I listened to native level podcasts. And my tutor was a little bit shocked. He looked at me and he said, "Wow, that was a very native level phrase." And I understood what he meant by that because it wasn't something that I think I would have naturally said, but because I was interacting with Spanish on a daily basis, because I was forcing myself to interact with these Spanish podcasts and listen to these Spanish podcasts, it is a phrase that my brain just absorbed on its own. And I was able to use in a conversation and I sounded natural and I used it correctly. And it was one of those experiences that really proved to myself that this works. If you are able to listen, your brain will absorb things that you don't have to actively study, and it will just come out during a conversation without you even really thinking about it. Isn't that the goal of trying to learn a language, that you're able to communicate effortlessly, that you're able to use these native words and phrases to express yourself in ways that you don't even really have to try to do? Because of that, I really encourage you to try to listen, of course, to this podcast, but really anything. You can also do this when you're doing chores around your house. I listen to podcasts all the time, every single week when I am vacuuming my house, when I'm cleaning, when I'm doing dishes. It's part of my routine. I put my headphones on and I do dishes. I enjoy a podcast. It's actually become an enjoyable experience for me. Not necessarily cleaning and doing dishes, but just being able to spend time and give myself time to interact with the language that I'm trying to learn. That is the enjoyable process for me. And that's really what I'm going to encourage you to do. See where that time is in your day, even if it's just while you're brushing your teeth, while you're getting ready, while you're drinking your coffee in the morning, while you're driving to work or school. See where that time is, where you're able to listen to something, able to listen to some material while you're doing something else. The second piece that goes along with this is to look at your interests. If you haven't checked out Steve Kaufman's YouTube channel, I'm going to leave a link in the description below because personally, I'm such a big fan of his. One of the things that he says all the time is that you need to find material that you enjoy. You need to make learning a language fun. I know learning English can be frustrating. I know it can be challenging, but In order to stay motivated, in order to keep interacting with the language, you have to be enjoying yourself. If you are bored, you're not going to do it. If you have material that you don't enjoy interacting with, it's going to be such a struggle to get you to even study in the first place. And really, don't look at it like studying. Think of it like enjoying the process. Change the way that you think about trying to learn a language. Think about it as a way of doing something that you like. If you are someone who likes movies, for example, then watch movies. If you're someone who likes TV shows, do that. If you're someone who likes science, math, history, art, whatever it is, what is your interest? What is your hobby? What is something that you would like to learn more about? And then go that way. If you're someone who likes history, there's so much American history, there's so much British history, Australian history. No matter what type of English you're trying to learn, there is history about it, and you can find material that goes over it. If you're someone who likes movies, if you like superhero movies, there's a ton of Marvel stuff. There's podcasts about people talking about Marvel stuff. You can listen to that. Whatever it is that's your interest, go for that material. If you like stories, if you like fiction, if you like drama and suspense or horror movies, think about how you can incorporate that into your language learning. There's podcasts on almost any topic, almost anything. You can find a podcast on, you can find a Reddit community on. See what it is that you like and then try to incorporate it that way. There is so much content in English. For other languages, I can see how it'd be a struggle, but in English, there's really no excuse. Figure out what it is that you enjoy and you want to learn more about and you want to interact with more. And go that direction. Find that material that you can use so that you can use it to start learning English. My third piece of advice is to look at your current schedule and see where you could substitute in English. Now, this is different from the first piece of advice. In the first piece, we're looking at your daily schedule and we're trying to see where you had some downtime, where you had some free time, where you weren't doing anything, or where you could do your current activities, but listen to English at the same time, where we could multitask, as we would say, where you could do both things at once. That's different from this. This third piece of advice is seeing where you could substitute out content that's in your native language and substitute in English. There are things that you might enjoy watching or reading right now in your current language, but you could probably find similar content in English. Let's say you are someone who enjoys working out. You like doing dance classes, for example. You like doing Zumba and you like watching these videos on YouTube about exercise and the instructor is speaking in your native language. Well, you can find those videos in English. I can say from personal experience, I do like Zumba. That's why I use that as an example. And I used to watch Zumba videos in English. And then one day I was like, well, I could just look at those in Spanish. I'm trying to learn Spanish. I know there have to be people who are speaking in Spanish who are teaching Zumba classes for people who are doing that at home. And so I did. I looked up dance videos in Spanish on YouTube, and there were so many of them. And I got to pick who I wanted to watch, and I got to still work out. I still got to do my little Zumba class by myself in my living room. But the person was speaking in Spanish, the directions were in Spanish, and the music was in Spanish. So I was still doing my daily routine of getting my exercise in while listening to Spanish and substituting it for Spanish. Think about this as well with social media. Do you have people that you follow on Instagram or Twitter or any type of social media platform? Do they talk about certain content? Are they comedians? Do they have specific posts that they do? Maybe they're a travel writer or a travel blogger, something along those lines. Again, you can find that in English. If you are someone who likes to look at nail videos and how to do your nails or pictures of cute little nail designs, you can find that all day in English. Go on Instagram, go on Pinterest and type in nail designs or cute nail videos. You'll find that content. Instead of reading it and listening to it in your native language, read or listen to it in English. Read the descriptions. You'll have little short descriptions on the Instagram posts. You'll have tweets by people if they're posting it on Twitter or X or whatever it's called. And you can use that. You can use that to read native level English. You can see the words and phrases that they're using, what adjectives they're using to describe something. You can listen to a video where they're going through the steps of how to do something. They're giving the instructions in English. And again, you can substitute that out. Change your social media from your native language to English. Find influencers, find content creators, find people who are doing the same thing that you like in English, because I guarantee you it's out there. If you like cooking videos, watch cooking videos in English. If you like travel videos, watch those same locations, those same things about travel in English. If you like painting videos, watch a painting video in English. Whatever it is, I guarantee you, you can find it in English and you can use it to improve your English abilities. My fourth piece of advice is to find someone to talk to. I know it's difficult to speak in English. I completely understand that. I understand that it's difficult when you are trying to communicate and you don't feel very confident. Listening and reading is great. They both help you improve your English abilities, but they aren't enough. You have to be able to speak in English. You have to practice speaking in English if you want to get better at speaking. To get good at speaking, you have to speak a lot. Speaking to someone 1 hour a week is just not enough. It's not enough if you really want to improve. If that is your goal, if you're trying to increase your speaking ability, find someone. I teach online. I know a number of other people teach online as well. You can find English teachers if that's what you're looking for. But sometimes that can be costly, right? Trying to pay for a lesson every single day can add up, and I don't expect everyone to be able to afford that. However, there are places where you can do language exchanges. People who are trying to learn your language and who also speak English, you can have a conversation with them. Usually this is a free experience. You talk to them in your native language for a little while, and then they talk to you in English for a little while. It's up to you to decide how long you want. If you want to do a half hour, 40 minutes, an hour, whatever time period that is, but you can do this with people. You can set up language exchanges and you can get your practice in. I would say practice as much as you can. Of course, if you can only do once a week, at least be consistent with that once a week and make sure it is every single week. But do it as often as you can. The more you speak in English, the better it's going to become and the easier it's going to become. Your fluency is going to increase. Your brain is going to stop translating as much, and you're going to get better at speaking the more you do it. My last piece of advice is to schedule time to interact with English. Personally, I read in Spanish every single day. I do it before bed every single day. No matter how tired I am, no matter what the day is like, I read in Spanish every single day. That is my time. I know I am guaranteed to interact with the language. I try to listen as much as I can. I try to take lessons online, but if all else fails, if I don't interact with Spanish at all during the day, I know for sure before I go to bed, I am going to read in Spanish. Find out where you can do that in your day. It doesn't have to be for very long. Like I said, sometimes I'm very tired and I don't want to read a lot. I can only read a little bit before I just fall asleep, but I still know I'm going to do it. Figure out where you can do that in your day. Even if it's 10 minutes, even if it's 15 minutes, whatever it is, find where that time is for you. Are you someone who likes to wake up early in the morning and study then? Are you someone who likes to do it before bedtime like I do? Are you someone who can do it in the middle of the day? Wherever that time is, that time for yourself where you can sit down and know for sure that you can interact with the language, whether it's watching a TV show, reading, watching a movie, listening to a podcast, speaking with someone, just figure out where you can do that in your day and stay consistent. Again, the point of this is to make your language learning a daily routine, not a weekly routine, not a monthly routine, not an occasional routine, a daily routine, something you can do every day. That means it has to be something that you know you'll have time for, something that's not too demanding, but something that you can do every single day and that you'll want to do every day. Look at your schedule, see where that is. Think about your own habits, what you like to do, when you like to study, and really make that commitment to yourself that you know you're going to interact with English at this particular time every single day. With these things in place, listening to English when you are doing something else, having it on when you are commuting to work or when you're doing chores around the house, is a great way to start. Finding content that you're interested in will keep you motivated. Switching out content that you're already consuming in your native language for content in English does not cost you any additional time and is a great way to get more exposure to the language. Being able to speak on a consistent basis will help you improve your speaking abilities. And dedicating that time to yourself to make sure that you interact with English will give you the time that you need to improve your overall English abilities. With this structure in place, with making English a daily routine, you will start to see results. I guarantee that your vocabulary will increase and that you will feel better about your English abilities overall. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's not something that will only take a week. I hate when people say this, that they got fluent in a language in 3 months or 1 month, because that's just ridiculous and it's not realistic. Instead, just know that you're here for the journey. It's going to take time, but we want it to be an enjoyable process, something that you want to do. And in the long run, you're going to improve your English abilities. I hope this video helped. I hope you're thinking of ways that you can put English into your daily routine, and I hope that you're motivated to continue on learning English. A reminder to check out the description of this podcast episode so that you can find the words and phrases that I used during the episode so you can incorporate them into your vocabulary learning system. If this podcast is helping you, if you're enjoying it, if it's helping you learn English, please consider leaving us a rating on whatever app you are using to listen to this podcast on. Also, recommend us to a friend, a family member, a coworker, anybody who is learning English. Tell them how this podcast is helping you and helping you improve your English abilities. You can follow us on social media at Learn English Pod. The website is learnenglishpod.com, where you will find the audio version of the episodes and the YouTube videos as well. And reminder to like and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode when it comes out next week. Until then, keep learning English.